Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. In this week's legislative review, KGOU's Kurt Gwortney reports on a plea for expanding Medicaid, an apology, and behind-the-scenes movement on two Republican proposals.
House Democrats started off the week by gathering members of their caucus and supporters of an expansion of the Medicaid insurance program.
By the end of business today, Oklahoma citizens will have sent approximately $27 billion of our taxpayer dollars to the federal government. We come together as a community of Oklahoma citizens today and call upon our governor and our legislative leaders to just bring some of those $27 billion back to Oklahoma to take care of those people who desperately need health care in the state of Oklahoma.
That's Minority Leader Representative Scott Inman. He argued accepting the federal dollars would provide an economic boost to the state and prevent a nearly $3 billion loss to hospitals in Oklahoma. David Keith is the CEO of the McAllister Regional Health Center.
Many of our hospitals see a majority of Medicaid patients, and without the expansion, may cease to exist. That doesn't make economic sense, and it doesn't make good community sense. And it's something that we need to look at, take seriously, and to provide good care to our communities, and to maintain primary care access, we need to expand Medicaid.
Governor Mary Fallon turned down the opportunity to insure more Oklahomans under the federal program, saying it would cost too much money. She instead favors a yet-to-be-revealed Oklahoma plan for providing health care to uninsured residents. Also in the House, a comment Republican Representative Dennis Johnson made on the floor received wide-ranging criticism.
There's such a thing called niche marketing. What you do, you find out what you do better than somebody else, and that's what you market. That's what you advertise. That's what you do as a small business, and then you get the reward of success. People come back to you. They like what you do. They like the service they get, and they don't ask me. They might try to jew me down on a price. That's fine. You know what? That's free market as well.
Johnson made those comments during debate Wednesday on a bill that would remove a cap on discounts stores can put on things they sell. He says he later apologized to the Speaker of the House. Johnson, who's 59 years old, said the term was something he heard frequently as a youngster. Johnson apologized on the floor of the House yesterday, saying what he did was wrong. He told the members, quote, "What I said was hurtful to many good and decent people. My words were careless. They were unintentional and do not indicate what was in my heart." That's the end of the quote. It seems like nearly each week in this report, there is something to say about two top Republican legislative proposals, tax cuts and workers' compensation, and that's the case again this week. State leaders say they're close to agreement on those issues, and a third. That's an 8-year plan to improve the infrastructure of Oklahoma government. House Democratic Leader Scott Inman has Wednesday circled on his calendar as the day to deal with a total change in the workers' compensation system.
I visited with Republican leaders who were in charge of that bill, sort of shepherding it through the process, at least Republican leaders in the House, and they say there may be 10, 15, 20, 25 amendments potentially. There could be lots, but what those specifics are, they've yet to share with me.
Pro Tem Bingman would not discuss details of ongoing negotiations between the Senate, House Speaker T.W. Shannon, and Governor Mary Fallon's office.
I'd love nothing more to be able to come out early next week and say, you know, we have an agreement in principle and go from there.
But Speaker Shannon has suggested Wednesday could be the day that Oklahomans get their first glimpse of details on a cut to the state income tax. That would leave only one day for lawmakers to meet the deadline on Thursday for action on bills opposite of the chamber where they started. For KGOU, I'm Kurt Gwortney at the State Capitol.